Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, I'll just say your name and your title.
Reginald L. Douglas, Artistic Director of Mosaic Theater Company.
And we're speaking because Mosaic is doing a really powerful trilogy. It's called the Till Trilogy, regarding Emmett Till. And it's going to run from October 1st through November 20th. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So obviously very heavy, heavy subject matter. But I want to go through all the different three works here in the trilogy. But before we even get to, you know, the specifics of each individual, and let's, you know, big picture it, you know, why is now a great time to revisit the legacy, the life, death, the horror, the lessons learned from Emmett Till?
I think that's exactly it. You know, Mosaic Theater, we produce bold, culturally diverse theater that really centers on illuminating critical issues. We want to elevate fresh voices and perspectives. And we use theater to build empathy and connection across communities. And so for me, thinking about the Till Trilogy, it's a prime Mosaic play. It's a play that reckons with our history, where we've been as a country. It allows us to reflect on where we are right now. And because theater is an active sport, it encourages response. We hope audiences leave the theater revisiting this moment from 1955, but realizing its reverberations today, how the echoes of history are yet alive. We look at Black Lives Matter movement, the death of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, the ongoing police brutality. We have a need to be thinking about justice right now, and we want to use theater to inspire that civic change. You know, we really believe that the plays you see on stage can ignite your heart, your mind, and make you think differently at the ballot box, at the school board meeting, with your neighbors and with yourselves. And so while the material, of course, can be harrowing, it is also hope-filled, because we believe that these plays, all three together, and all the events we're doing to support the production can really inspire audiences to think, to engage, and to come together in dialogue.
Wow. Yeah. Couldn't have said it better. All right. Well, you may one more follow up to that, but, you know, before we get to the, you know, the three different works, you mentioned, you know, this horrific murder in 1955, but, you know, I know what it is, you know what it is, but there may be, I don't know, younger listeners or ignorant listeners who know, but, you know, describe real quick in a soundbite, you know, what happened, you know, in 1955.
Sure. So, Chicago, a young man named Emmett Till, a Black young man, he had a stutter. Big sense of humor is what his family always says about him, a real bright star, was going down south to Mississippi to be with his cousins. And that's so common for so many people today, but definitely in 1955, that you kind of leave the north and go down south for the summer and get to, you know, enjoy the slower pace. And unfortunately, he whistled at a white woman named Caroline Bryant, and that whistle cost him his life. He was then murdered by some white men, pulled him out of his house, and his murder in 1955, it sparked the civil rights movement as we know it. So when Rosa Parks sat down that bus, she was thinking about Emmett Till. You know, his death really put civil rights on the forefront of the American consciousness. And just like the George Floyd video did, it humanized racial injustice in a way that people couldn't look away. And it really did become a catalyst to the civil rights movement as we came to know it.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, that you raise a good point. Yeah. Rosa Parks, what was that in, I guess it was December of 55. Mm-hmm. And so that would have been shortly after the Emmett Till situation. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And talk about how his mother's decision to do an open casket was really an important
part. Right.
And I know you can actually see, I know it was there when I visited at the Smithsonian, the Black History Museum. I don't know if
yes.
It's still there, but you could see the actual casket.
You can, yeah. And so Mamie Till Mobley, his mother, when she was, you know, came to find out this horrible death occurred, she said, "I want the world to see." And the Black journalists from Jet Magazine published the picture of that open casket. And again, it forced us to look squarely at the violence, the racial injustice that was plaguing our country. I'm so moved by the Mamie Till Mobleys of the world, the Black mothers who were on the front lines of civil rights, fighting for change. They lost their children, but they picked up the mantle to fight to make sure no other children are lost. And we present these plays in her honor and her spirit, and are thrilled to have the support of the Till family, who will actually be coming to see the plays this fall in DC. So this really is honoring the legacy that Mamie Till Mobley fought for, which is to use her son's horrible, untimely murder to spark dialogue, to spark witnessing, and to encourage others to join up the mantle in the fight for justice.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Well, then, without further ado, let's go into the trilogy, the three plays that, that Mosaic Theater are going to be doing. Let's start and let's take them one at a time. I'll divide them up into different sound bites. So, let's start with The Ballad of Emmett Till.
Yeah, playwright Aoife Baeza wrote The Ballad of Emmett Till about 15 years ago. It had a really lauded production in Chicago at the Goodman Theater and has been produced around the country to great acclaim. We are so honored to be presenting the DC premiere of this beautiful work. It is filled with music. Six Black actors take on about 30, 40 characters. So it's a real theatrical tour de force. And it is the story of the boy, you know, so much of Emmett Till story we've been told in the history books focuses on his death. Well, Aoife did tons of research and really centers this play on his life. And so it is a play filled with music. I was just in rehearsal. The songs are gorgeous and moving. And this play in particular is really great for audiences of all ages. And we will have high school students coming to see the play in conjunction with seniors through our intergenerational matinee program, where we put those living through the Black Lives Matter movement in dialogue with those living through the civil rights movement, because that's what we believe theater can be, a place for connection. And so The Ballad of Emmett Till, I definitely recommend families coming to see this play, 90 minutes straight through, filled with music, and again, a real imaginative telling of his life, not just his death.
Wow. And so when you say filled with music, is it a musical per se, or do you mean there's just...
I wouldn't say it's a musical per se, but there are definitely beautiful songs, harmonies that really uplift and give even more emotional texture to the play.
So then pivoting to the second work in the trilogy, That Summer in Sumner, what do we got? It's all about the trial, right?
It is. It really centers on the people. You know, so the journalists, strictly the Black journalists, but also the white ones who really broke this story open and made this moment, you know, in small town Mississippi, a national, international event. And so it features the entire company of 10 actors. We have 10 brilliant actors performing in all three plays in That Summer in Sumner. They all come together and play multiple parts. It's really thrilling theatrical to see, you know, Anna DiGiovanni go from playing a young woman to an older man and then back to a young woman in one scene alone. So it really is a theatrical event, and it's a world premiere. So it's a play that is having its first production ever. Aoife wrote the play during rehearsals. So it's a really thrilling chance for DC audiences to be at the forefront of bold, exciting new work that we think will have national resonance. And again, it really is the people's play. It focuses on the journalists, the trial, the mistrial, dare we say, and the ongoing fight for justice that it inspires.
And the way that Talvin Wilkes stages it, I mean, are we seeing, you know, a courtroom backdrop? Like,
it's really well done. Yeah. Talvin Wilkes, our director, has done a phenomenal job leading our design team. And, you know, we also include video design. And so it really does. You see the news and the magic at once through Mona Castro's gorgeous videography design. So you do get to go to the courtroom. You get to go to the witness stand, you get to see the trial come to life, as well as the behind the scenes, all of the machinations and thinking and back deals that unfortunately also plagued the fight for justice.
Wow, yeah. Wow, that sounds powerful. All right, so moving to the third one. All right, so if the first play, Ballad of Emmett Till, was, you know, about his life leading up to his death, the second play is That Summer in Sumner is all about the trial. Then this third one is, I guess, sort of the aftermath, the ripple effect. It's called Benevolent. Right. And it's called Benevolent. Yeah. So explain sort of, you know, who the characters are or when this one's set.
Yeah, ripple effects is the right word. It really focuses on two couples, one white, one Black, and how the Till murder is affecting them. And one of those couples is Caroline Bryant, the accuser, in her family. And we get to see how this moment in 1955 shows up later. And as we know, if you're following the news recently, The warrant for her arrest was found this year. So the ripple effects remain poignant and powerful and current. And that's what benevolence is about. How does this moment of racial injustice affect humans? You know, and so often docudramas are not human. And the thing we're so proud of, the way Aoife's written these plays, these are human stories. And they really give 3D flesh and bones to this moment in time. And benevolence is a great example of that.
And then do you know anything else about, I know in March, Congress passed the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching
Act. That is right.
So just speak, give me a soundbite, you know, if you could, about, you know, how that's one more example of how this is so timely, even all these years later.
Yeah, our The Till Trilogy Reflection Series is a series of citywide events that Mosaic's doing in conjunction with over 25 arts and culture organizations. And we're doing that to spread the themes of the play, Black history, justice, community activism, all throughout the district and beyond. And one of our partnerships is with Ford's Theater, and we will be doing a virtual cabinet conversation with them, featuring members of the Department of Justice who will talk about the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act that Congress recently passed. We want to let people know that, yes, these plays are centering on history, but history is yet alive. And so we hope audiences, of course, come out for the production, but also check out the cool ancillary events we're doing, including that conversation on October 20th at Ford's Theater online, Ford's Theater's website, with members of the U.S. Department of Justice talking about their work creating the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, which makes it a federal offense to lynch, which is so, so important in the ongoing fight for justice and civil rights.
Sounds great. I guess the only other question, I have plenty to work with. The only other question have is just sort of the logistics of how it's rolled out. So the whole Till trilogy is going to be staged by Mosaic October 4th through November 20th. So how does that work? Is the first in the trilogy going to play towards the beginning of the month? Or is it, I'm pretty sure by the calendar, it's like all three will be played chronologically every week and then start over every week, right?
That is right. It plays in rotating repertory. So starting on October 4th, you can see the Ballad of Emmett Till, Benevolence, in the world premiere that summer in Sumner. 10 actors taking on all three plays, one magical, powerful design team taking you to three different places and three different stories in that one set, which is really well done, really cool. And you can see the plays in any order. So you don't have to see them, Ballad of Emmett Till, followed by Sumner, followed by Benevolence. You can see all three at once, see them in any order, see one, see them all. And we wanted them to run October 4th through November 20th so that audiences have a lot of time to come check out the work. You know, you could see one in October and come back late November and see the other, or see your favorite multiple times. We wanted to make sure that we had as much access to these stories as possible. And again, it's really special and very rare in the theater to have a repertory like this, where you have 10 actors taking on this kind of masterwork over 75 characters in one weekend. So it's hard work for them, but it's joyful work. And we really believe it really will inspire and activate audiences.
Awesome. Yeah. And remind them where they go, because Mosaic, you know, it's out of it's still out of Atlas, right?
It is. Yeah. We perform at the Atlas Performing Arts Center on 13th Street and 8th Street Northeast, a few blocks from Union Station. You can visit our website, Mosaic Theater. That's MOSAICTHEATER.org for more information, or give the box office a call at 202-399-7993.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for joining us. It is a really cool thing that Mosaic's doing, this whole trilogy. I love stuff like this. So again, it's October 4th through November 20th, mosaictheater.org. Hey, thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much. We're excited to share the work with you.